Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Hannah Vanderveer, Director of the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, to talk about Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday, this, of course, comes right after Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And this is an alternative to Black Friday, trying to get people to stay in town and buy from the smaller shops that are downtown, right?
Yeah, so the idea behind Small Business Saturday is just the community supporting our neighbors and buying gifts and things for the holidays from the shops that we have right here in Knoxville.
It's so tempting to either order online or to go to some of the bigger stores in Des Moines or other towns around here. And this is a chance for small businesses to strike back, get people to come here and enjoy some of the alternative services that they may have, right?
Right. So, you know, one thing that's stressed a lot in this day and age is just the experience of things. So when you order online or you go to a mall, you don't necessarily get the experience of walking into a store and being able to touch and feel and interact with the people there. So Small Business Saturday is a great way to do that and have our local businesses showcase the experiences that they provide and the products that they provide.
Certainly, smaller businesses, in order to compete, have to do something to make themselves stand out in the marketplace. And of course, it's ideal here in Knoxville because you have the picturesque square to work around, and a lot of the stores that surround it, they look to appeal to a certain niche audience, a certain type of customer that's looking for a particular sort of item or something that's a little off the beaten path, shall we say.
Yeah, you hit it on the head exactly. It's definitely a niche audience. So the people that are purposefully seeking those opportunities to support local, to have the experience of walking around a town square at the holidays, to see the Christmas decorations and all of the specials and promotions that businesses are doing to attract customers.
And this, of course, is a crucial time of year for all retailers because this is when they make their biggest money. The shopping period, especially right after Thanksgiving, that's when people are free. They have the opportunity to go and look for things and buy things. And this is crucial for many retailers because that revenue carries them well into the first part of the year, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This is the biggest time for retailers and especially people being in town for the holidays. So if you have family that'll be in for Thanksgiving, you know, maybe make an outing of it. Stop in for coffee, walk around the square, look to see if your favorite businesses are open and stop in and support them.
And of course, you're not just confining it to the Saturday itself. You'd certainly encourage people to take advantage on Black Friday itself. And also, not many people realize this, one of the busiest nights for dining out and going to bars is the night before Thanksgiving because you have a big meal the next day. So what else are you going to do, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the night before Thanksgiving is the biggest night for restaurants and bars. So we just encourage you to bring out your friends and family, enjoy yourselves, have an experience. And the best part is you don't have to clean up after yourselves. You can go in and you can leave. So just doing those type of things and carrying that through the entire holiday season. Like we said, this is a huge time for our local retailers, and they're working really hard to provide good products and services for everyone in town.
And certainly a lot of the stores will have their individual promotions going on there, looking to make themselves stand out in the marketplace. And the Chamber does whatever they can to support businesses of all stripes to get those consumers to come by and really take advantage of them, not just on that particular weekend, but throughout the holiday season, because they say one of the heaviest shopping days of the year is actually the Saturday before Christmas.
Yeah, so a couple of things that we're doing is we're just telling businesses, if you're running a sale or promotion, let us know. We'll put it on our website. We'll help you promote it. On our Facebook page, we also have a Small Business Saturday event where businesses have begun to post different things that they are doing. So we encourage you to go on there, give it a like, give it a follow, so you can kind of keep track on what businesses are doing at what times on what days.
Whenever you get a chance to go downtown, especially during the holiday season, it's the perfect time to just get the Christmas atmosphere because I'm sure a lot of the retailers are going to go all out with decorating and putting out the specials and putting out those particular items that you won't find anywhere else. Whatever they have that to offer that's particularly special, this is their chance to show them off, and this is the consumer's chance to see up close what they have and perhaps find that one Christmas gift that may not have occurred to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Our retailers do a really great job of just creating that atmosphere. And this year, we have a few more retailers than we have in the past. So just maybe if you haven't been into those businesses before, we encourage you to use this as an opportunity to do so.
And certainly not confined to the area around the square. You certainly would encourage all small businesses across town, whatever they're selling, whatever their services are, to get in on the event and do what they can to encourage consumers to come out that day, and maybe they'll be back again throughout the year.
Absolutely. We're encouraging all of our retail in Knoxville to let us know what they're doing, and we'll do everything that we can to help promote.
Thanks to Hannah Vanderveer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.